Halverson, who took on the Department of the Navy's CIO job last November, says there's no question about it. The department's IT organization will be asked to save a significant amount of money, and soon. To do that, he says he's gotten the word from as high as the Secretary of the Navy that if the department's going to take risks with any of its IT systems, they shouldn't be the ones that directly provide warfighting capability. Instead, he says, the Navy and Marine Corps need to accept risk in their business systems as they look for ways to do things better and cheaper.
And I fully understand sometimes it is difficult to separate business IT from the rest of IT and from warfighting IT. But I think we're going to have to make some attempts to do that. We're going to take risk. The one thing I don't want to do, the Secretary doesn't want to do, I know the CNO and the Commandant don't want to do, is to take risk when we don't have to in any area that affects, call it the tip of the spear, the edge of the battle, the thing that we are in business to do, which is to exert power, and you could even get more blunt, and it is to kill the enemies of the country. That's what we are paid to do. That is the business of this corporation, if you wanted to put it in business terms.
Halverson speaking to the Department of the Navy's CIO conference in Virginia Beach on May 12th. His office posted the audio recording of the session this week. He says the Department of the Navy, the Dawn, will take a ruthless approach to finding savings in the short term rather than relying on promises of future cost reductions.
I'm interested today because we have to get there. We spend X amount of dollars today. We are going to spend X minus amount of dollars next year. Savings are what we take away. Does that mean we won't look at cost avoidance plans? Or if we make investments, we'll get that? No, we'll certainly do that. But when we do that, Don's going to be very ruthless in saying, okay, we gave you $2. You said if we gave you $2 in the next year, you would save us $4, not cost avoid. Not maybe. You said you'd save us $4. We're taking the $4. We are going to be ruthless in how we capture. We have to be. Because again, if we don't do it, I guarantee you it's going to be done for us.
The first job is getting a handle on how much the Navy actually spends on IT, something he says they've been working closely with the department's financial managers on. But Halverson's office has identified cost centers that are prime candidates for efficiency gains. Government IT watchers won't be surprised by many of them. Underutilized data centers, expensive customized software, exploding bandwidth demands, inefficient software licensing practices, and huge numbers of duplicative applications on their networks.
We run at least 7, depending on how you define them, 9 systems for records management and tasking. We are going to 1. It makes no sense. Now, did people sit there and develop those different systems because they just said, hey, let me wake up? No. I get that they may be meeting somebody's requirement. The question is that requirement for maybe a small number worth the additional money that we're paying across the board? Not, again, just in the cost of buying that new system, but in the cost of sustaining it, operating it, and securing it? I won't tell you the answer on that one is no. Records management's important. But if I miss something on records management, you think if I miss something on records management, anything happens to a Marine in the field? Yeah, I don't either.
Halverson says the Navy and Marine Corps will set specific targets for removing applications from their networks. Right now, they estimate there are close to 2,000 applications on the department's 3 main networks.
We are going to not just put some controls on applications, we are going to either put a percentage or a money, and right now we're leading to a money target that says X percent, X dollars of applications in FY12 come off the system. We're going to call it application rationalization, and it will be maybe one of the more unpopular things that are going to happen, but it's going to happen.
The prime targets will be applications or systems that overlap with one another.
We run multiple systems that basically do the same thing because someone said, well, I can't change this process. Well, we're going to do the math. And if the math says this 100,000 people are costing us an additional 25% against the 1.2 million people that we serve, that system is gone. It's a math drill, and we take the money. You are going to see a lot of that this year.
The department has already started to tackle its software licensing costs through an enterprise software licensing program run by the Marine Corps. They've already set up a contract vehicle for Microsoft products, and others are coming soon. Halverson says once those programs are established, they'll be the only way Dawn components will be allowed to buy a given software license.
There will be no waivers to that. One of the things that we are going to have to do as part of our kit efficiencies is enforce and not let the waivers that we have had in the past, because what happens, good intentions, but people then go around that, and we end up, when you pull the string, paying more than we should have.
On data center consolidation, the department began heading that direction early this year when it imposed a moratorium on the construction of any new data centers. Right now, they have between 140 and 170 centers, depending on what counts as a data center. They've closed five this year, and they plan to have fewer than 100 centers by 2013. Janice Haith, who serves as the CIO for the Navy itself, says for now, the consolidation effort only includes centers in two environments, the Navy Marine Corps Intranet and the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command.
That is purposeful. We have excess capacity, and we can use it, and that does not negate Marine Corps as well. But we have excess capacity, and we need to use it. And we're gonna continue to go down that path of data center consolidation. I sent a note to a couple of my S2s last night saying, okay, how much money have you saved with the data centers you closed? And savings are not just people. We are looking for people, but there's an energy savings that we're trying to calculate, because that's another area of the secretary's that he's concerned about. What are we doing to conserve energy?
Through all the cost-saving efforts, though, Halverson says the bottom line is the Department of the Navy needs to save money now, not just in the future. He says that's something he wants industry to keep in mind when they approach the department with ideas that could lead to efficiencies.
When you say we're going to save you money, be understood what you said. You said, I'm going to spend less money today. If you're saying you could spend less money if you give me more money, okay, we'll listen to that. I'll be very clear. The people who will get more, hey, I have a way today that you could spend less money and still retain your service. This is about spending less money.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.